If you were to go out on the street, let's say even just in Fenland or even Bob Cage or anywhere really, and ask people, why should you go to church or why is church important? You would probably get a lot of different answers from the public. Some people would maybe just laugh at the question itself, or they'd laugh at you and say, well, church isn't important. It's really a waste of time. Others might see the church and say to you that they've put it in the same category as a museum. It's preserving things from the past. It's a nice place to go on a rainy day and look at old-fashioned people and see how they used to live and see how they're out of touch with the modern world. Others might answer more politically, and they would see the church as it's a place where you go to oppose the erosion of morality and preserve the traditional family values that we should all have. Some would maybe respond to your question, why should you attend church, by saying they see church as an important social institution. It helps meet the physical needs of the poor, the emotional needs of the lonely and the distraught, and it ministers to people at the pivotal times of life, like birth, marriage, death, times of crisis. Now, some would also say that the church is where you go to meet your personal needs, a place where you get that weekly boost that enables you to cope with the stresses and the things of life. Well, this morning we're carrying on in our summer series, You Asked For It, and we are looking at questions that you as a congregation asked us this spring to look at this summer. And this morning I want to seek to answer with you one of the questions that came in, which was, why should I even go to church? Why go to church? So let's pray before we jump in here this morning. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to gather together, to lift your songs and praise God, to study your word together. I pray as we look at your scriptures this morning that you would teach us something new. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when we speak about the church, we can mean two things. The church can mean a building, and the church can mean a people. In the 60s and even up, maybe even to partly into the 80s, a large part of the North American population either attended church or was connected to church by some kind of program. But today in the 2000s, most don't go to church, even less following COVID. Church for many today is the place that you visit when you feel like it, or someone has invited you and invited you and invited you and invited you and invited you. You're like, fine, I'll go just once to see what it's like. And you finally give in. And some people only darken the door of a church when it comes to a wedding or a funeral or Christmas or Easter. And we have a generation of people today who many have never seen the inside of a church. Some think that church is a punishment that you have to go to until you get to be old enough so that you can decide whether you're going to continue to go or not. If you look at the question, why do I need to go to church, it also ties in the idea of frequency of attendance. There are people who attend church every week, and there are people who attend church, what they consider regular church attendance, as once a month or once every other month, or I attend regularly every Christmas and every Easter. I was at a church once, and they came in, and I said, oh, nice to have you. Thank you for visiting with us. I'm a regular attender. Oh, I'm sorry I missed you. Other Sundays, I come every other year. I'm like, okay. It's one interesting way of looking at regular attendance. Other people will come the odd Sunday, and other people will give financially to support the church. There are others who still come every week and support the church sacrificially in their time and their finances. It's surprising how many Christians to this day still struggle with the idea of church attendance. But it's not a new problem. Since the beginning of Christianity, the early church leaders had to deal with this challenge and this mindset. And we're going to look at that. We see that partly in their passage today. Let's look at verse 19 of chapter 10. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Scripture says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now, a popular Christian phrase, and maybe you've heard this before, you don't go to church, you are the church. I get the sentiment of that in some ways, but I feel like it's putting the church and going to church against each other. If we truly are the church, we surely are going to gather together with other believers regularly. We cannot be the church if we don't go to church to be together, not fully anyways. The word church never implies a single individual lone ranger Christian just going about their Christian duties and never gathering together to worship with other believers. The church, by its very nature, means multiple believers gathering together. Attending church is both the biblical and historical pattern set forth for us by the first followers of Jesus. We learn in the book of Acts how they would gather together regularly to worship God together, in times even daily. They would share in community in each other's homes. In the apostles' letters that we read throughout the New Testament, they were sent to these church communities who gathered in various cities so they would be read aloud together and taught. Craig Rochelle, a pastor from the States, once said, "There is nothing better to worship God together, to be committed to worship him together, to hear his word together. Do not reduce church to listening to a podcast. It's so much more than that. It's community, it's worshiping with others, praying for others, hurting with others, serving others, being involved in the lives of others." And then there was a book I read last year talking about just, again, the rediscovering church for those who maybe are questioning after COVID. And I thought really interesting, this is what they said church is. They said church is a group of Christians who assemble as an earthly embassy of Christ's heavenly kingdom to proclaim the good news and commands of Christ the King, to affirm one another as his citizens through the ordinances, and to display God's own holiness and love through a unified and diverse people in all the world, following the teaching and example of elders. The Bible, and specifically our passage today, basically call us to gather regularly with other believers, to worship, to study scriptures together, to encourage one another, to serve one another. That is the church. This is the church. If we recognize that church is a commandment, not an option, then our excuses, our reasons for not attending sometimes don't really add up. The church is not a man-made institution. Man did not create the church. God instituted the church. God created the church. We understand, too, that as God created the church, he started the church, he put us humans in it. And we are not perfect. We make mistakes. We are sinful, broken people. Only God is perfect. One author I read this week as well, as I was preparing for this morning, said the church is like Noah's Ark. It stinks, but if you get out, you'll drown. Simply put, the church can get messy. And that's okay. And that's probably part of the reason I've heard, and maybe you've heard, some excuses from people as to why they avoid church. "I'm too busy. I've been hurt by other Christians. Churches are full of judgmental people. There are hypocrites. They're insincere." And on it can go. Add to that, we live in a society that is increasingly minimizing the need for the church, the need for attending a church. And this is in sharp contrast to the psalmist who writes in Psalm 122, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" Please know, going to church, gathering with other believers, that does not save you. You need to hear me on that. It is putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone, accepting that you are a sinner, that you need forgiveness, and accepting Christ's gift of salvation. That is what saves you. But the church is still important for believers to choose to follow, who choose to follow Jesus Christ. And it's crucial to teach this to our children, to our families, neighbors, coworkers, classmates. I want to share with you some specific reasons why to go to church this morning. First is church community. The community at church is there to encourage and support you. God can work in amazing ways in your life through the community that you will find in a church. Going to church on Sunday or any day that week gives you a chance to connect with like-minded believers. It's a time to join together, to hear how God is working in other people's lives, and for you to share with them how God has been working in your life. Our passage this morning points out how we get to stir each other on to love and good works. In verse 24, in Scripture, we are commanded to love our neighbor, care for orphans and widows. And the church is exactly who will encourage you to do those things while living out God's word. Being with other Christians provides a time to grow together as the body of Christ and to grow closer to God. And not only do we get to encourage each other, but also help bear each other's burdens as well as we seek to keep each other accountable. Galatians 6, verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Along the lines of accountability, God puts in place other believers in our lives to help us, spiritual leaders, shepherds of his church. Scripture teaches us to submit to those in authority, so as long as they are not leading us into sin or asking us to do something contrary to the word of God. It's hard to submit to other believers for accountability. They might call us on something. As well as spiritual leaders, unless we regularly are involved in an organized body of Christ. If you are a believer and you isolate yourself from the church community, it will become easier and easier to hide your sin. We need to help each other to pursue holiness. Verse 1 of Galatians chapter 6, just before that last verse. "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness." We need to be in a Christian community to help us in our walk with Christ. We are created for relationship, and the church community is such a blessing. D.L. Moody once said that church attendance is vital to a disciple as transfusion of rich blood is to a sick person. And this leads us to recognize that we also need to attend church for our teaching. Scripture can sometimes be complicated or hard to understand. Thankfully, the church is there to help us. When you come to church, you'll hear a pastor or another leader in the church teaching Scripture. And what we teach here is meant to encourage you, to help you gain wisdom and understanding about God and about life. It's to help you take God's word and encourage you to go deeper in it, to apply it to your life. And as Christians, we are called to live out and proclaim this message from God. We're called to proclaim the good news throughout our lives. And to do that, we need to be able to understand the Scripture and need to be able to know how to apply it to our lives. We should strive to understand the Bible. And it starts by learning from those who know more than us, but also in discussion with other believers. And that's why so often we encourage midweek studies that we offer at the church to come and be a part of that with others, to discuss Scripture, to see how it applies to your life. And as pastors here, we seek to equip you to be able to apply God's word for both your own life, and so then you can also share it with others. And while we can and should read the Bible on our own throughout the week, setting aside time each week to gather together with other believers to hear teaching on the word of God emphasizes its importance in our lives and helps us to grow in our spiritual walk. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." Now, we want to handle the word of God in a way that is true and understandable as we go into our homes, our communities, to be a light for the gospel. And Jesus, after all, gave us the Great Commission. And it is true that we can share the gospel anywhere, but the church is the one of those primary modes that God has established for taking the gospel message to the world. And this leads us to the next area, which is serving. The primary mission of the church is to share the gospel with our world, to be a beacon of light in the dark world. And the local congregation, you are a big part of that. Reaching the world starts with every one of you in this church. I heard a quote a few years back. I still love it. I have a post-it note of it on my office wall. It says, "The world needs a hero. And that's why God gave the world the church." Going to church means that you have an opportunity to serve and show God's word in your community and beyond. It means you get to be a light to create change in this world. You can serve in many different ways in the church and the community, and all of it can have impact for the kingdom of God as you do it for the Lord, as you do it showing God's truth. Many passages in the New Testament give us one another commands. Wash one another's feet. Love one another. Encourage one another. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another, and so on. Going to church should not be about meeting your needs. It's about serving others. It's about God. Being a part of the church means being a part of the Great Commission that we read about in Matthew 28. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Another aspect to serving is using your spiritual gifts. And if you weren't here last week, Pastor Dave shared about spiritual gifts that God blesses us with. And I'd encourage you to go online and listen to his sermon on that. And the New Testament makes it very clear that everyone who is a believer in Jesus receives spiritual gifts for the purpose of building up the body of Christ, building up the church, ministering to others. This can't be done in isolation. The primary place we use our gifts is in the church as we minister to our community and beyond, serving alongside of other believers. And the last area I want to touch on in regards to why we go to church is worship. Worship is such a key part of the church and should be a big motivation to come and gather together like this each week. Not only do we get to enjoy being in the presence of God, but God deserves and wants our worship. We should be praising God all week in word, in song, and in action. But getting to praise God in word, song, and action with other believers like we can on a Sunday morning, how enriching that is. How amazing that is. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Worship is an expression from our heart of thankfulness to God for what he has done for us and who he is. We should remember that we are to come with hearts of thankfulness before our great God. When we gather to worship God together, it's about God and it's about serving others. It's not about us. And when we approach worshiping God with a right heart attitude, we do get blessed. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, it reminds us, it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." If you read through the Psalms, we find so many verses expressing praise to God, worshiping God together. And when we see how God works, we'll see how God works in mighty ways in our lives, in the lives of so many around us, in our world. And it prepares our hearts for what God has to say to us. Corporate times of worship like we have here on a Sunday morning, God has also given us these times to also practice two ordinances that he left us. Jesus established for the church these two ordinances, believers' baptism and the Lord's Supper, a communion like we're going to have this morning and take part in. Baptism for us demonstrates to others our union in Christ, and we're going to talk about baptism in a few weeks together. And Jesus also taught us the Lord's Supper. And this is a time of communion, a time of remembrance, a time of connecting with God and remembering in fellowship what Jesus has done for us and how he has saved us. And we're to do these things and proclaiming him until he comes again. And we do look forward to when Jesus comes again. And so why go to church? Why should you attend church? Attending church regularly brings so many blessings. It creates community and increases your knowledge of God. Many people find it hard to fit in their schedule, but it is so important to set time aside to join with other believers every week to worship our great God together. Don't let excuses stand in your way. Be a part of what God has for you. Be a part of what God wants and is calling you to do. God will strengthen you and help you, but you have to make the step. And some of you may be saying, "Well, how do I even do the first step, Matt?" It's really easy. Show up at church. Just show up on a Sunday morning. I can guarantee you that if you show up to church consistently, and by consistently I mean you showing up to a worship time like this on a Sunday morning and coming to a midweek study of some sort, those two things, if you show up consistently to church and you seek to care for others, then you will see why attending church is so worth it. You will get so much out of it. You will gain spiritual growth, friendships. You will gain biblical knowledge about our great God. And you'll gain practical help. And if you don't participate regularly, you don't get the formative experience of the church. You don't grow in biblical knowledge or through the teaching of the scriptures. You don't get the relational depth with praying with other believers. You don't seek the good of others. You're going to start to judge the church for how it fails to meet your needs. You're going to start to judge others for how they fail to reach out to you. And you'll not get out of church and the community of God what you could unless you show up consistently and ask others, how can I be part of that? How can I serve? Remember, as a believer in Jesus, you are the body of Christ. You might be an ear, maybe a hand, maybe the tiny toe, but you're important. You're part of the body of Christ. You are essential. And the body of Christ doesn't function properly without you. You need the body of Christ. So show up consistently. Ask around. Other Christians need you more than you realize. And if you haven't already noticed this, one day you will also understand how much you need the church. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these scriptures this morning that challenge us as to how important it is to gather together as the body of believers, to study your word together, to serve together, to worship you, God, together in song. And so we thank you for your church, God, that you started and that we get to be a part of. And may we continue to be a part of it, God. May we continue to invite others to be a part of your church as we seek to proclaim your gospel in our community and here in Fenland and Bob Cajun and beyond. And Lord, as we come to the table now where we remember your sacrifice, we remember how you died on the cross for our sins so we can come to you and accept the gift of salvation for our sin, be washed clean, know you as our Savior, and be a part of your church, and be a part of what you are doing in this world of being a light in the darkness. Thank you, Jesus. May you bless this time around the table. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.